I learned he's named Alex, but since I didn't really know much else about him other than what I saw for a few minutes at 3:30 in the morning, I call him Alex the Homeless Dude. I don't mean disrespect by the name. I know he's somebody's son and possibly somebody's brother, uncle, or even somebody's father, but I didn't see him that way. I saw Alex the Homeless Dude ranting and raving at thin air in a donut shop parking lot. And 3:30 in the morning in any parking lot is not exactly the ideal place to get to know somebody better. Even the people who aren't yelling at something that's not there. When I warned the tiny gal behind the donut shop counter about this very loud, angry-looking man, she replied with, "Oh, that's just Alex. He's harmless." She said she used to be afraid of him until he started coming in politely asking for water. Upon learning this, I didn't suggest that she hang out with Alex without coworkers around, but I felt a little embarrassed that I was slightly scared of Alex when she wasn't at all. I don't know if Alex is dealing with a regular old or a drug-induced psychosis, but something that Sheriff Paul Penzone suggested on Arizona's Morning News might help people like him. When I asked the sheriff if when someone's released from jail could be a point in time when we help them avoid homelessness, he suggested what I'm now calling after jail.
The site that is their release from jail, they settle in for a short time frame while we connect them with services, you know, mental health services, drug recovery, just all the different things that will stabilize their well-being, and then work on finding short-term housing.
After jail is more than a halfway house, but it's something you and I will have to bring into existence because the sheriff says his office doesn't have the bandwidth to build or run after jail, even though it would mean
a reduction in crime, and we'd see a reduction in the jail population, which is a reduction of cost to taxpayers.
But it wouldn't just save taxpayer money. It might just save people like Alex, the homeless dude. Because if he can get the help he needs to get off illegal drugs or get on the legal drugs he needs to stop yelling at imaginary people, Alex, the homeless dude, might become just Alex again.